Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will meet tonight for the first presidential debate of 2020. As NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben reports, the race has been remarkably stable in the run-up to the debate.
Amid major news events surrounding the coronavirus pandemic, police brutality protests, and the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Joe Biden's lead in national polls has changed little in recent months. Currently, he is 6 points ahead of Trump, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average. One topic that's sure to come up is President Trump's taxes. The New York Times has reported that Trump paid only $750 in federal income taxes last year. Ahead of the debate, Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris, released their 2019 tax returns. Biden's return shows that he and his wife paid nearly $300,000 in federal income taxes last year. Meanwhile, a release from the Trump campaign suggests that the president plans to go after Biden on a range of topics, including the Obama administration's economic record. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Election officials in Georgia say they're putting in place a software fix aimed at dealing with a glitch in the state's new voting machines. However, election integrity activists accuse the state of downplaying the problem and putting the security of the upcoming election at risk. Lawyers for the activists telling a federal judge the issue actually bolsters their arguments the voting machines are not secure and need to be replaced by hand-marked paper ballots. In Northern California, calmer winds are offering some help today for air and ground crews battling wildfires there. Tens of thousands of people have had to be evacuated. NPR's Eric Westervelt has more.
The glass fire continues to threaten homes and wineries in parts of Napa and Sonoma counties, while the Zog fire further north in Shasta County has killed 3 people. Both fires have prompted evacuations, burned more than 40,000 acres. Both are 0% contained. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essex says fire fatigue has set in as multiple large fires now hit every year.
This is the fourth major fire in our community since 2017. Many people are feeling the effects. Many people are evacuating. They've evacuated multiple times.
The destruction is historic. The state is closing in on 4 million acres burned this year from more than 8,000 fires, far more than in previous years. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
J.P. Morgan is admitting to manipulating the markets in terms of precious metals and U.S. treasuries. The bank agreeing to pay out $920 million in fines and penalties for the behavior. U.S. financial regulators and the Department of Justice said traders at the financial firm used a tactic known as spoofing over an 8-year period. Spoofing is when traders send trading signals into a market with no intention of buying or selling at those prices in order to move the market in one direction or another. Stocks fell on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 131 points. The Nasdaq was down 32 points today. This is NPR. The Tampa International Airport says it will now begin testing passengers on a voluntary basis for the virus that causes COVID-19. The Florida airport and the BayCare Health System cooperating on the joint testing initiative to offer tests to both arriving and departing passengers there. Testing is open to anyone who's flying in or out within 3 days and can show proof of travel. The National Football League is managing its first outbreak of the coronavirus. As Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports, mandatory testing found 8 new cases among the Tennessee Titans players and staff.
Players and coaches were all sent home from the Titans practice facility. An in-person activity is suspended, perhaps for the rest of the week. The Titans already had an assistant coach test positive Saturday, but he didn't travel with the team to Minnesota Sunday, where they beat the Vikings in a mostly empty stadium. The Vikings haven't found any cases yet, but they too are suspending in-person activity. For now, both teams are still scheduled to play this weekend, though they may not get much practice time. Heading into week 4 of the season, the NFL had managed to steer clear of any major coronavirus complications. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Consumer confidence rebounded at its strongest level in 17 years in September. That's according to the nonprofit business research group, the Conference Board, which says its consumer confidence index increased by 15.5 points. It's the largest gain since April of 2003. However, at 101.8, the index is still well below its level in February before the coronavirus pandemic had begun to hit the U.S. The rise in confidence comes despite some uptick in new coronavirus cases. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.